communal, spiritual, inventive, and loved, then, now, and always. Hear now the testimonies of love written in song. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair now, wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I love you. Together, together. That's Aretha Franklin singing about love in 1968. There ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you. I set you free. I told you you can always count on me. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. 'Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. That's Marvin Gaye singing about love in 1967. Love also lived in African American spirituals. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Remember? There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. Or how about, didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, and why not every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of the whale, and the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. Why not every man? Let us not forget Curtis Mayfield's movement song of 1965. People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. Just thank the Lord. So people get ready. There's a train to Jordan picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those loved the most. Finally, in the intimacy of Psalm 139, David shares, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them has yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Friends and family, to be known by God this way is to be loved. It nurtures our wellness to trace the pathways of love. To recall what is good and lasting is to create a mental environment that is positive and affirming. As we learned in the beginning, wellness is a conscious, self-directed process. We are surrounded by such an abundance of love that we look past it. We miss its disclosure looking for it in limited forms. Love is immeasurable, unbound. We even experience love in the sound of the drum. It has remained with us for centuries. Sometimes a beat can transport our spirits to a place of ancestral memory and comfort us in ways a sermon cannot. Ta-Nehisi Coates recalls the impact of the drum in his memoir, The Beautiful Struggle. From a slap to a deep tonal moan and barely audible bass, the drum had a sharp, piercing sound and followed the heartbeat. When you tapped it, the chain, undead, welled out from the Atlantic. From the time of birth in West African naming ceremonies, Black heritage gives witness to love. In a world where even the act of speaking is infused with power, birth names, whether protective or emboldening, proverbial or predictive, exalted or even seemingly indelicate, are the highest traditional significance. A name creates an expectation and an attitude in those that hear it, even before they meet the name bearer. Think for a moment. Who says your name in such a way that the sound of them saying it makes you feel loved? Offer thanks for those people, their love, and the love that lives in your name. Now that you have reflected on the love in your earthly name, consider what God's love calls you. Child, friend, alive, new, healed, free. Let's really allow God's naming love to penetrate our hearts, minds, and spirits in the building of wellness. God calls me child. God calls me friend. God calls me alive. God calls me new. God calls me healed. God calls me free. It's reflection time. In his book, Rethinking Black History, sociologist Orlando Patterson explains the three ways Black history is viewed: catastrophic, contributionism, and survivalist. He made this claim in the 70s, and it has remained widely true. These approaches to Black history may lead some to believe African Americans have something to prove, a humanity to justify. Hate gives identity, but it must not sustain it. For this reason, our podcast seeks to reach beyond what has happened to Black people, what Black people have produced for others, and how Black people have survived unimaginable terror. Recalling our roots seeks to foster wellness grounded in African Americans' heritage as a people who have been and remain communal, spiritual, inventive, and loved. Let us begin our reflection time from a mental space of affirmation with nothing to prove. We have been connected to everything we need. Together, we can pause and say that out loud. We have been connected to everything we need. Now, let's personalize that affirmation and say together, I am connected to everything I need. This is not a lofty affirmation, but it is full and conclusive assessment of what it means to be from and in a community. It reflects a healthy understanding of togetherness that reaches beyond the comforts of our home to a before. It is an affirmation held up together by the divine breath of communal, spiritual, inventive, and loving resources we have within our reach. Now let's say it again. I am connected to everything I need. The things we need most are found in community, in the Holy Spirit, in creation, and in love. They are found in our roots. We need only to revisit them in quietness with a discerning spirit. Think of your mother figures, father figures, aunties, church mothers, elders, and all those who have poured into your life. Recall your roots, communal, spiritual, inventive, and love. Praying with the ancestors. Walking as one accompanied by God and the great cloud of witnesses, join now in prayer with our ancestors in their own words. Howard Thurman prayed, "Open unto me light for my darkness. Open unto me courage for my fear. Open unto me hope for my despair. Open unto me peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy for my sorrow. Open unto me strength for my weakness. Open unto me wisdom for my confusion. Open unto me forgiveness for my sins. Open unto me tenderness for my toughness. Open unto me love for my hates. Open unto me thyself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me." Sojourner Truth prayed, "Do it for me, God. God, you know I have no money, but you can make the people do for me, and you must make the people do for me. I will never give you peace till you do, God." Maya Angelou prayed, "Dear Creator, you, the borderless sea of substance, we ask you to give all the world that which we need most, peace." W.E.B. Du Bois prayed, "Give us grace, O God, to dare to do the deed which we well know cries to be done. Let us not hesitate because of ease or the words of men's mouths or our own lives. Mighty causes are calling us, the freeing of women, the training of children, the putting down of hate and murder and poverty, all these and more. But they call with voices that mean work and sacrifices and death. Mercifully grant us, O God, the spirit of Esther, that we say, I will go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish." Paul Lawrence Dunbar prayed, "O Lord, the hard-won miles have worn my stumbling feet. O soothe me with thy smiles and make my life complete. The thorns were thick and keen where'er I trembling trod. The way was long between my wounded feet and God. Where healing waters flow, do thou my footsteps lead. My heart is aching so. Thy gracious balm I need." Harriet Tubman prayed, "O Lord, you've been with me in six troubles. Don't desert me in the seventh." James Weldon Johnson prayed, "God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light. Keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand. True to our God, true to our native land." Barbara Jordan prayed, "Since you can do all that we cannot do, give us the good sense to work with you in partnership for the benefit of all humankind. Help us to resist our inclination to be the senior partner as we work together. Keep talking to us and help us to listen. Guide us in our decisions and grant us the wisdom, courage, and selflessness to discern the difference between good and bad, fact and fiction, reality and illusion. Jesus prayed in John 17, 13 through 15. I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to this world, just as I do not belong to this world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one.